Gus Davis finished in a respectable fifth place at the 2020 Kansas 6A State Wrestling Tournament as a junior, then exploded during his senior season, finishing with a perfect record and a state championship at 195 pounds. Also stand out on the gridiron, he chose to focus on his wrestling career at the next level, which is a member of the juggernaut that is Grandview University program in Des Moines, Iowa. Before we get to Gus, I had a chance to catch up with Gardner-Edgerton head coach Tyler Courts and Grandview University head coach Nick Mitchell. With us on the line first is Tyler Courts. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Coach.
So you had the privilege of coaching Gus Davis to a state title. What was it like to be part of his development during his high school, and how do you account for his breakout senior season?
It was incredible, the run that Gus had, and to see him progress in the 2 years we were lucky enough to have him. To see him grow on and off the mat was just an experience that I'll treasure as a coach forever. 100% of it is dedicated to Gus and his hard work and dedication. After his junior year, you know, the world shut down with the COVID pandemic. A lot of the wrestling world shut down, but Gus didn't. He continued to wrestle all the time. He found everywhere he could go to get the mat time, and was training with the Elam brothers most of that offseason, and saw a significant jump that summer and spring, and came back in the fall determined to win a state title, and he did it.
All right, so what are your thoughts as you continue to keep an eye on him as he makes his transition to college wrestling?
Oh, I'm so excited to see his growth. When we talked to Coach Mitchell and we took him up to Grandview, we said, Coach, this kid's a diamond in the rough. He's as good off the mat as he is on the mat. He's great in the classroom. He's personable. He's excitable. But even more, he's kind of new to the wrestling world. He's not like a lot of these kids have been wrestling since they were 3, 4, 5 years old. He picked it up later, and the things that he's learning and the physical tools that he already has, he's going to be a stud. And especially in a room like that with the coaching, the partners that he has, I can't wait to see what Gus has to do on the mat.
All right, Coach, before I let you go today, give us a quick outlook for your 2021-22 season.
Yeah, we're excited about this upcoming season. We have a pretty tough junior class. We return basically all of our varsity team except for Gus from last year. That was a pretty solid team. I think we can make some noise at the state level. We need to get some kids going, toughen up a little bit, and really get after it. And this could be a special team this year and next year.
All right. Well, thanks for jumping on, and congratulations to you and the program for your hand in producing one of the top wrestlers in the state last season in 6A Wrestler of the Year, Gus Davis.
Thank you, Coach.
Nick Mitchell is the architect of one of the most successful programs in all of college sports, regardless of sport or division. His Grandview University Vikings captured 9 straight NAIA national titles and currently have a dual streak going of 103 matches. On Mitchell's roster is one of our own, 2021 KWCA 6A Wrestler of the Year, Gus Davis of Gardner-Edgerton High School. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, speaking of your roster, it's a good thing Davis is in the upper part of the alphabet. It certainly saved me some scroll time. What is it about your program that attracts so many? The appeal of being part of a successful program, I'm sure, is a big draw. But what else is it about the culture of the program that keeps maintaining such a healthy roster size?
Yeah, I think part of it is we're really clear with our prospects on what to expect when they come. You know, and so when we talk to potential recruits and they do the campus visit, we really try to help them understand, like, hey, this championship lifestyle thing we talk about, this really is who we are. And I think when you're honest with guys about what to expect, and we really try to make sure our quote unquote recruiting process is more of it's more of just showing them who we are process, and that way they're not tricked. They don't come here with a different expectation of what really it is to expect. And those are the type of guys we want. You know, they really buy into the program when they get here. They love it, and they're here for the right reason.
All right. So, what was it that attracted Gus Davis to you and put him on your recruiting radar?
You know, we've got to know that program a little bit over the years. Those guys have come up. They've trained up in this area before. They've come in our room and trained a few times. And, just getting to know some of the coaches there. They told us about Gus. And, they know what we're about. And that's one thing for us. We don't recruit out of state a ton unless we have some connections, just because the culture of our program is so important, so that, you know, there's a lot of talent out there, but sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean that those are always going to be the best kids when you think about socially and academically. So in this case, you know, a lot of people told us about what a great kid Gus was, even after he committed. When we were competing at the national tournament in Kansas, a lot of people came up and said, you know, hey, I heard you got Gus Davis. This is a great kid. You're going to love him. And so those are the type of things we need to know. You know, obviously we watched him wrestle and we knew he was legit, but just hearing about his work ethic, the type of kid he was off the mat, that was a slam dunk for us.
All right, so Gus had a good overall high school career at Gardner Edgerton and in Missouri as well, but an outstanding senior season. What are the most critical factors for new recruits in that transition from high school to college?
I really think like the biggest thing is just coming in and buying into the program right away, just believing in the system. You know, Gus, I'm sure a lot of people know, he was injured his senior year, ended up wrestling at the state tournament with a torn ACL. Probably not the type of kid to tell that to a lot of people just because it's not really important to him. But the fact that he was able to compete at such a high level with that injury was impressive. And then the fact that he's been rehabbing like crazy. And so in our room right now, he's just getting on the mat a little bit. So he hasn't been able to compete a lot as far as with the other guys on the team. But we can see his work ethic. I mean, he's one of the hardest working guys already on the sidelines. And even hearing from our trainer about his work ethic, showing up, doing the right things, you know that it doesn't mean it's going to be easy for him, but eventually he's going to have success here because he's already one of those guys that's really bought in.
Coach, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to jump on. All the best to you and your program as you continue to set the bar in NAIA wrestling and the sport in general.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it.
With us on the line is 2021 KWCA 6A Wrestler of the Year, Gus Davis. Mr. Davis, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So how did you do it? I'm talking, of course, of your leap from your junior to senior year. You were a formidable opponent and finished in a solid fifth place at state in 2020, but one season later, you were a wrecking ball in the 195-pound weight class and came home from Hartman with a state title. How did you do it?
I had a really good year last year. I'll be the first one to tell you, I choked my junior year. I came into the tournament with the number two seed, and in the front side semis, I lost to a kid that I'd pinned the week before. And the very next match, I lost to a kid that I'd beat twice. I let the bright lights get to me. But coming out of that, you know, as any competitor would, I wasn't too happy. So I decided to put myself to work. And I got a very unique opportunity to wrestle with Rocky and Zach Elam. Rocky just won Junior Worlds. And him and his brother both wrestled for the University of Missouri. And I started training with them twice a week from April to August. And between them and some high level ranked guys in the Missouri side of things, just wrestling with them really elevated my game. And if I can beat those guys, I can beat anybody in Kansas. So that was my mindset going into the season.
So the Elams, what, you know, great wrestlers, but great, great young, young men as well. So explain to us, the Missouri connection. You transferred to Gardner Edgerton from Missouri, and I believe placed in state as a sophomore in Missouri. Is that correct?
I started wrestling in eighth grade when my high school there, Macon, Missouri, got a program. My sophomore year of high school, I took sixth place in Missouri 1A. And then right before my junior year of high school, we moved to Gardner, Kansas. And that's where my mom and dad got new jobs, and we upgraded schools a little bit.
So explain that. So is that kind of how you got to know the Elams, or was that through a summer program or off-season club, or how did you get that connection made?
It's kind of funny. Their grandma lived in a small town right down the road from Macon in a little town called Bevere. My dad used to own a barbecue restaurant, so we just happened to bump into him there, got to talking about wrestling. Christmas break, my freshman year, I think, they came in over their break, and we wrestled around, got to know each other a little bit, and just they started putting on camps at Macon every year, and I got to wrestle with them there and talk to them, just started building a relationship. And they're from Staley, Missouri, which is kind of North Kent City on the Missouri side. So when Corona hit, Rocky and Zach needed partners, and I needed a partner, so they said, hey, come up here twice a week, and we'll keep wrestling through this thing. So
oh my, that,
great
wow.
Group of guys. Great friends.
Yeah, what a wow, that's an interesting backstory. I appreciate you sharing that. That's really, really pretty cool. So maybe more widely known now, but probably under the wraps as much as possible at the time, was the fact that you pulled a Spencer Lee and decided to win your title with a recently torn ACL. You had a great season going, then bam, your ACL injury. Describe to me your thoughts when it happened, the plan forward, and your reflection of your thoughts and feelings after getting your hand raised at the 6A state champion just a couple weeks later.
It was pretty scary. I'm a big believer in faith, and I know that God had a plan for all that too. So that helped me through it a bunch. We were just wrestling, and it was 2 days before sub-state. Thursday before, we're just slow wrestling, trying to get through the end of practice. My leg got tangled up on a mat return and popped. I kind of thought I was okay until I tried to take a step, and then I fell over and collapsed. And that was when we knew it was bad. We went to the doctor the next day, and he confirmed the trainer's bad news. And, I got faced with the question of should we wrestle or should we take it off? We was already signed for Grandview, so it was a big decision, but we prayed on it, decided to keep wrestling. We grabbed a cheap brace from Dick's Sporting Goods and taped it up tight for Saturday and just made it through sub-state. The game plan going into state was just keep the bad leg back, try to stay off the bottom, and hope that things don't go sideways.
So in that process though, when you first heard the news, I mean, what was your reaction? What were you did you take some time to really think and discern, or was it just, I'm going for it? And then what was your training like in between, the injury? You said it happened right before substate?
Yeah,
Yeah, so to
it
explain your
was
training,
regional
in that time.
substate. Immediately, when the trainer said that he thought the ACL was torn, my heart sank. But I feel kind of well. He doesn't have all the technology in the world. I'll wait till we go to the doctor. We went to the doctor Friday morning, and he confirmed it. That's when the tears was flowing, and that's when it hurt the most. I had an undefeated run. I beat the number two kid. I had it all wrapped up. I knew we could do this, and I had 6 matches left total. Tough it out. You got 6 matches left, and this is what you've been working for. Don't quit when you're so close. I really don't remember a whole lot about school that week, or about anything else, to be honest. Just practicing with Coach Hoover and, what positions hurt, what positions don't hurt. Like the spots that I remember hurting the most was when I was on bottom. I couldn't sit on my foot, and bottom's like I was really strong on bottom, so that was a big game change. And then standing on one foot for like a high single finish, there was no standing on one foot for that. So we spent every practice game planning ways to stay away from spots like that and just keep myself as safe as possible and still be able to get to my offense. But I owe a lot of thanks to Coach Hoover, especially, and Coach Pacheco and Courts and all of them. And once they found the news that I was going to still wrestle, they poured into me even more, trying to get this thing figured out.
That is really an incredible story all the way around. From the strategy of just, positionally, what feels comfortable and what hurts, strategy for what you're going to do, position wise, a top, bottom, neutral, that sort of thing. So yeah, it's re really incredible, and to see how it came out. So you made it through sub-state. State's coming up.
Yeah.
What was your mentality that, were you going to be okay with a loss, or, I gave it the old college try, or was your mindset was that you were going to win this thing? What, talk us through that a little bit.
I mean, obviously it's always in the back of your mind, but my big thing all the way through high school wrestling, and especially junior year when I got in with Pacheco, Coach Pacheco, was one period at a time, one shot at a time, one match at a time. And we just honed in on that even more. Let's not look at this as, oh my gosh, you got a torn ACL going into state. Let's just worry about getting through warm up and make sure we're okay. And then getting through that first period of the first match and then the second period. Not just taking things in small bites and not looking at the whole thing as one big meal. Control what we can control. Well, and a big thing with it is just your faith above, God's going to have a plan no matter what. I don't think he'd have gave me the feeling to keep wrestling if he didn't have a plan for it, that he's going to take care of me and go from there.
Wow, that's some wisdom from a 18-year-old. So your sister Shelby had an outstanding season a year ago as well and finished in third place at state at 138 pounds in D1 during her sophomore year. After her performance Friday, it was your turn to perform a day later. How special was that weekend for the Davis family?
That was really cool. Both of us were ranked really, really high going in. We had high expectations, and it worked out just right to where I could be there, not in the corner, but I was mat side when she was wrestling all her matches. I got to warm her up, kind of help with the nerves, you know, for big matches. And watching her win third place was, I mean, I think I had more emotions during that than I did my own finals match. But it was a good weekend. We both had high place in medals, both won our last match of the year. We came home and celebrated with family over barbecue and just had a really good time.
That's awesome. Yeah.
To admit, going in and watching her win third put the pressure on me even more to win, because ACL or not, if she places higher than me, I would have never heard the end of it.
Yeah, what I got to ask, so having a sister that close in age with comparable athletic chops, it has to create some sibling rivalry. So do you and Shelby ever compete over, you know, the last pancake or engage in push-up or sprint challenges or maybe even argue at who's the pound-for-pound strongest in the Davis household?
You know, we don't usually argue about stuff like that. I will say she was the captain on the girls' team. I was the captain on the boys' team. And she did have more pins and more wins than I did, I'm pretty sure. She had more losses than I did, but everybody held it over my head. And she included held it over my head that she was leading the entire Gardner team with pins and wins. That was our biggest back and forth go all year long with that.
So all kidding aside, I'm sure you would support her in whatever she decides to do. But knowing that Grandview now has a women's program and will undoubtedly do it right, does the thought of having her with you at Grandview in a few years ever cross your mind?
It's definitely crossed my mind. Grandview has a great women's program up here. The facilities here are next level, and just the support from the faculty and from the other students is just unparalleled. Having her up here would be awesome. You know, having somebody close to home, I know the first few weeks of college is rough for me, and I'd love to be there for her. But I just want her to do what she wants to do and what she's feeling called to do. And if that's Grandview, then heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
So speaking of Grandview, what was it about the Des Moines school that made it the best choice for you?
In one weekend, the summer before my senior year, Coach Quartz took me and another one of my coaches on a couple campus visits. And of all of them, Grandview was, I'm not going to say the nicest facilities, but they had great facilities, which is always a plus. I got along with the coaches great. The guys that on the team that I was introduced to, the conversations weren't forced. I fell in good with those guys. Some places, you know, it was, hey, coach is making me talk to you, so I'm going to pretend to make friends with you. I made friends with those guys that weekend, and they're still my friends today. And probably the biggest thing for me was I sent my junior year film at the time to all the schools that I was interested in. And Grandview was the one school that I'd talked to that had looked over the film, had not just looked at it, but like had dissected it, had some pointers for me. And I thought any coaching staff that would put that much work and time into just a recruit, what could they possibly do for one of their guys? So that was a big draw and big attraction for me to Grandview.
So if you don't mind me asking, who else were you considering during the recruiting process?
Grandview was always big in it. University of Arkansas, Little Rock, they are an up-and-coming D1 school. I think my freshman year would have been their first or second year with the wrestling program. Those two were the two front runners, and for totally different reasons. It's always cool to have the D1 title, you know, and, you know, brand new program, you know, I'd be a pioneer for that program and all these things. It's a long ways away from my home, and I figured that I would become the best wrestler that I could be, the fastest, here at Grandview. This place felt more like home to me than anywhere else that I looked at.
So it sounds like it was really a well thought out decision on your part. And also, you know, shout out to Neil Erstman and what he's doing down there, you know, a Kansan, and, you know, doing great things at Little Rock as well. So I think, you're down to two very good choices, absolutely, in that way. So how is the adjustment to college life going? Tell us about your classes, teammates, coaches, and life in Des Moines, Iowa.
It's like nothing I've ever done. It's been a lot of fun. The professors they want to teach, which is kind of cool. You know, high school, a lot of your teachers are only there so they can coach, but these people know their stuff and they're good at it. They know ways to keep you engaged. I kind of halfway look forward to going to class and listening to what they got to say. There's thousands of people here from any kind of walk of life. I've met people who are so similar to me, it's scary. I've met people who are totally opposite to me, and just getting to learn from these people. On the wrestling side of things, we have an Olympian on the team, you know, Ben Provisor. He's just a freak of nature athlete and just one of the best Greco wrestlers in the world. And then you got some really great freestyle guys and really great folk style guys from all over the nation, been all kinds of places. Just the wrestling knowledge that's in that room when we practice is, it's crazy. You can learn a little bit of something from everybody, and it's just a really cool environment to be in. The whole campus, 70% of the campus is athletes. So, I mean, everybody's kind of got the same goals. We want to get better on our field of play, and we want to get better at school. And it's a cool culture to be a part of.
So what are you majoring in?
Applied math. If I get the applied math degree here, I can go one or two more years somewhere else and get an engineering degree, which is what I'm wanting to do. I'm wanting to be an electrical engineer, I think.
All right. So again, sounds like it was well thought out on the academic side of things as well. So heading in the right direction. So if you could go back in time a few months and tell your current self a piece of advice for the upcoming move to college, what would that advice have been?
The first one off the top of my head is get another job. The broke college kid thing is no joke, but probably one a little more serious is be open. Talk to everybody. They make the welcome weekend, make you talk to people for a reason. It was awkward at first, but I have a whole lot more connections and a whole lot more people I consider friends because I was kind of forced to put myself out there. Just don't be afraid to be nervous. Go talk to people. Just put it all out there. Don't wish you'd have done something.
So you are also a credentialed football player coming out of high school. Grandview is also known as a top football program in the NAIA ranks. Did you consider playing football in college, or was wrestling always your focus at the next level?
So college football is actually the reason I started wrestling. And eighth grade, I wanted to be a running back for Nick Saban down in Alabama. When reality hit me, I figured that I wasn't ever going to make that dream happen. But I wanted to play college football. Certain things, I quit growing. I'm a little guy. I didn't think I was ever going to be big enough to play college football, but I was big enough to wrestle. And right before senior year, I signed with Grandview. So I played football senior year just more or less for fun. And I'm happy with the way my football career ended. You hear too many horror stories about kids who love football and then now they hate it because it's a job. When I look back on my football career, it's a good memory, not bad memories. I'm glad I left it that way.
So what are your thoughts and expectations for the upcoming season? Are you planning to redshirt and get that ACL healed up, or will you be competing for a spot in the lineup?
Hopefully both. I should be able to hit the mat in Christmas break-ish. I'm going to miss the first part of the season, but if I keep on the track that I am, and I should be able to hopefully compete for a spot in February and March. But I am planning to redshirt this season and just soak up as much knowledge as I can and be ready to go for my next year.
So we've been visiting with Gus Davis, 2021 KWCA 6A Wrestler of the Year. Gus, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
All right, on behalf of the Kansas wrestling community, all the best to you. We'll be watching your progress and pulling for you. With that, we have come to the end of another edition of the KWCA podcast. This has been Patrick Kelly reminding you to get your registration in for the 2021 KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic. Until next time, thanks for listening.